This is All Things Psychic, a weekly podcast with two psychic mediums where we answer your questions and share our experiences about all things psychic. Send your questions to us at allthingspsychicpodcast@gmail.com and follow us on Instagram at allthingspsychicofficial.
Yay! Way to start, isn't it?
Yes.
Just like laughing a little bit. I don't know, like I feel nervous today, like it's my first time. Welcome to another episode of All Things Psychic. Today we have a very special guest. My dear friend Maggie is from Bend, Oregon, and she's passing through town and a budding psychic medium that has a few stories for us to share. Well, us as in the collective.
Yes.
So, Maggie, welcome.
We are
so excited you're here.
Thank you.
Excited to be here.
Oh my gosh. So, when we had one story in particular that I wanted Maggie to share, and it was about a beach trip that she went on. With your family, right? Two kids and your husband went to the beach?
My husband, two kids, yep.
And what did you experience? And was this kind of the first time that you had like real evidence with the whole family?
Yes, I haven't had it since and I hadn't had it before. And that was sort of the beauty in having the experience because we all share the same story.
Oh, cool. So it was very reassuring.
It was very reassuring, yeah. So we got to witness it all together.
So how did it start? It started at the beach.
It started at
you
the
were
beach.
At a thrift store?
We went to a thrift store in Seaside, Oregon, my daughter and I. And we were just in search of just anything that looked like fun, you know, used clothing, whatever it was. And my daughter just from the beginning had kind of a funny feel about the building and about all the belongings that were in there and the just the merchandise and just the energy she just felt was off for her. And so we stayed for a while, and I had a couple of items that I wanted to purchase, but we couldn't get to...
Don't you skip over this part.
I'm just going to hug the microphone up a little bit.
Which part?
The wigs.
So I did find a couple of wigs that I think maybe were worn by soldiers a long time ago. Is actually what my sense was from these because they were in that room where all of their
The memorabilia and
the clothing and the jackets, the military, old military, and then there was like this barrel that had these wigs in it and. I picked out a couple of them because I thought it'd be kind of fun. I wanted my daughter and I to both wear one back to the beach house and kind of surprise, just as a joke. So I picked them up and Mia, my daughter wouldn't go near them. She wouldn't touch them. She wanted nothing to do with these wigs. And also of note, they felt like real hair. So there was something that was... texturally and just the vibe was a little bit weird and funky. So I kind of decided when we got in line to purchase, actually Mia said, I'm done. I'm going to go sit in the car and wait for you. So I ended up not getting them, but we,
there were other people in the shop.
Oh, there were other people in the shop and the owners, and not a single person acknowledged our existence. Nobody smiled at us. Nobody made eye contact with us. Nobody said, can I help you find something? It was like we didn't exist. And so we were moving through this building and the less because we weren't being seen, Mia just felt really weird about it. And she just decided to end the experience and go wait for me in the car. So I did not buy the wigs. but we went back to the beach house and Mia came to me and said, something is attached. Feel like someone is or something is attached to me.
Wow.
She felt a male energy and she started feeling it when she was in this.
To her or you?
Her.
Her.
She said, something's attached. And It seemed to frighten her. She said, I can see it in the periphery of my vision. It feels like an older man, and he really wants to stay close. And she had never had this experience before, but there was no question about what she was experiencing in her mind. She wasn't going, this is kind of weird. She said, something's attached.
Wow.
So, can I say that I talked to you?
Yeah.
Really? I don't know.
I'm glad we're not in an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting.
So I said, let's call Julie, because you've been having this weird feeling since we were in that building and in that, well, that shop. So Julie made a suggestion to do a full body salt water rinse. And we happened to be at the beach. So we all went down to the beach and Mia got into the water. And she spent a good 45 minutes just sitting and letting the water wash over her until she felt like she had been released, or it had been released. So we spent the day at the beach, and then we got home, had dinner, and she and I were laying in the window just swapping stories, and Noah came in and said, hey, Mom, can you come in the bedroom? Dad says something weird is going on with the lights. So I got up thinking, well, I don't know how I'm going to fix the lights, but let's see what we got. So I went in, and
like your job.
It was just, yeah, right? I'm like, I'm not an electrician. So, but we, you know, they were clicking on and off, and my husband just said, you know, this has been going on for a couple of minutes. And, so we both sat there and kind of tried to see what it could be. And there were two, closets with a doorway to the bathroom. So the doorway separated the two closets, and both of the lights in these closets were flickering off and on, swapping, almost like a
they were
Morse code or something.
We should look into that.
I know. So, but at first I was like, okay, well, let's check the electrical box. Let's try to trip this. Let's start fresh, you know, like a reboot. Nothing was working. We did all the things that we knew to do, and they just kept turning off and on, clicking, clicking, clicking. And I could go over and just go, okay, enough, and just, you know, turn off the light. As soon as I turned around, the light was back on. And it was just going back and forth, just click, 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 click. And then I kind of caught on that this was a different kind of an energy, that there was obvious there was some communication that was, you know, being conveyed. So I actually opened the door and invited them to please leave. because I just thought, you know, I don't know what you could be wanting me to receive in this message, but if you could please, you know, carry on, maybe you're lost, find your way. And that just made the lights go more. So I called Julie.
You would ask them questions, or is that when you called me?
Yeah, I called you and I just said, this thing is going on, and I put you on speaker so you could hear it.
Mm-hmm.
And we all four of us started recording it. This went on, I would say, for 20 minutes at least. And we would start to talk or whisper, and then it would go, it would start clicking really loud, almost in effort to be louder or, you know, more prominent in the room. So, you know, we just said, you know, we feel your presence. We understand you may be trying to communicate something with us. We don't know what that is. And it just went on and on and on. And
you were so calm.
Well, you calmed me, because we were all looking at each other like, this is what, you know, and just the idea, all of us at some point turned the lights off just to sort of make it stop, and it just kept going. Just beyond anything that we could do physically to make it stop, this was going to happen until they had decided that it was going to end, or, you know, they were going to stop trying to communicate. So you had encouraged me to invite all of my guides, all of Mike's guides, my kids', you know, guides, and just, you basically said, ask them to come, not just protect you, but to escort this spirit or this soul to where it's really needs to be, not, you know, because there's no way to know what this was trying to be communicated.
Mm-hmm.
So it was so interesting, because we left the room and we could still kind of hear the lights. But as soon as we started inviting all of our guides, it was like immediate. It was like went click, 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 click. And then it started, just went click, like it was losing energy. That's how it felt. And then it just stopped. And that's when Mia put her head in my husband's chest and said, he's finally gone. She just burst into tears. She could feel him leave. So it was...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was pretty incredible.
So wasn't there... Did you... Julie, you read the situation, and didn't you get info on, like, the soldier that was...
Yeah.
Yeah, we share that?
Well, I just, you know, when you were telling me about it, and I didn't see him as threatening.
Right.
He just, he was like he had felt love before in his life with, you know, a young female before he went to war. And then, like, maybe she was Mia's age and just like...
Maybe she was a redhead.
Yeah, right? Like, yeah. And yeah, just like, just... and just... recognized her, like soul recognition in right. a way, like he recognized that piece
mm-hmm.
and just latched on and
latched
like
on he did
and really thought it was, you know, her responsibility to help him.
Yeah,
you know,
it's a great way to put it.
Like oh, you're the female, I'm coming to you, you're responsible now mm-hmm. for comforting me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and also, you know, we were kind of hitting on this earlier, but there's no time and space for people that pass if they pass in tragedy. So maybe in that moment, that entity just saw the resemblance of a person that he was in love with and was like really excited, you know,
or right.
maybe thought, this is my person, and maybe hundreds of years of gone by, but not for that entity.
Right.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Yeah.
You know,
yes.
Yeah. So they're just like, oh, gosh, you know.
Yeah, like only a couple seconds have passed. And
yeah, yeah
right. Because we create time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Like, how can I get a message? Because they're not understanding me or something.
Right.
Yeah. That and, actually makes a lot of sense.
And then it went on with then to, like, the lights being mm-hmm. like, hey, we're here.
Yeah.
We're here and...
Right here. Because, you know, she did do the, you know, sitting in the ocean that maybe that was achieving something of comfort for her or some distance. I'm not sure how that works, but...
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like, oh, no. If you're not going to see me on your side, you're going to experience my presence through this kind of communication. And it went on and on and on. And
wow.
Yeah. I have some pretty cool video of it.
I think the interesting part was like when you were asking it questions, the it responded with clicks.
Mm-hmm. It definitely and did.
What were you asking?
Actually, we were more like, you know, just trying to figure it out. Are you lost? Or we would start to be onto something. I can't think of what it is. I actually have to go back and listen to what we were saying in the video. But it was sort of like, yes. You know, like, I am here. And yes... Because as soon as we would acknowledge, okay, we understand that there's you're trying to get a message, it was like, it was excited at the idea of like, oh, it's like when you were talking about Grand Central Station, we were like,
oh, yeah.
She sees me, you know? Yeah. Get my, you know? And so it was like, okay, they're acknowledging that I'm here. And so the excitement was so obvious. And so, but because, you know, not knowing how do you read that message, you know, it's sort of like, oh, okay. That's why I was like, okay, so maybe just to help it along, that's why I asked you, what do you think we should do? And so I think he got his message through on some level, and thankfully the guides came through. And actually that whole night, Mia sat across from me. We were watching a movie just to kind of diffuse things and so everyone could feel normal. But because it was just, we all just looked at each other like, did that just happen? But that was the beauty of the fact that we all experienced it in the same way. And Mia kind of whispered to me and said, I feel like all of our guides are still in the room. Because she said she felt like looking into the kitchen, she could just sense that they were like going to stick around until the comfort had reached a level. And it was beautiful
so
because
awesome.
She knew who was there. You know, she was talking about my grandparents. She was talking about Rick. She was talking about Mike's dad. She was, you know, like, she was just feeling very much protected and like, oh, we're not going anywhere until you have a sense of, you know.
Wow.
That's amazing.
It was amazing. Yes.
Oh my God.
I know, and there's a video you have. I'm so excited about it. So we're going to share it with everyone.
Yeah.
We can see the clicking lights.
Yes.
Yeah.
And hear the conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of muddled because, yeah, we're trying to be kind of quiet. There was something about not wanting to, I don't know, be loud or aggressive or confrontational. It was more like, we see that you're trying to communicate something. We thank you for being here. So some of it's hard to hear, but you can see it.
Wow. And when was that? Was that in, it was like, was it around October a couple of years ago?
No, it was just before the pandemic. It was June.
Oh, okay.
It was in June.
So just recently when you went to the beach with your mom, a somewhat similar situation.
Yes.
What? Wait, is it the same house or different house?
It was a different place. Different house. It was a hotel. It was down in Cannon Beach. And Mom and I had kind of a rough time together. We were just down there for a trip, just daughter and mother. And she's having some memory issues. So I've been trying to talk to her about things that we can do to keep her safe, living independently, all those kinds of things. And it was kind of wearing on her. It was making her feel sort of sad that her life is changing and things like that. And so we were a little bit at odds. She was feeling like, you know, just sad about some of the things that I was trying to talk to her about, with some changes that we would, as daughters, would like to see her make. Anyway, so she went for a walk and came back. And I was sitting on the couch, and there's a TV in front of me. It was not turned on. And Mom walked. There was a table. And then there was the TV. Mom walked in front of the TV as she was trying to tell me how she was feeling about this conversation and how hard this is for her. And as she walked by, the TV started making popping sounds, like a, actually more like a clicking, almost like the sound of the lights.
Yeah, that's, wow. Maggie talked to me about, that's what it made her think of. Like, it's almost immediately like this SOS kind of.
Yeah, yeah. It was. It wasn't that it was like a da 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 and then skip da da. It wasn't coordinated, but there was intention. And my mom walked by a couple times while she was talking, just in like a minute span. And every time she walked by, it would start again, and it would get louder the more she talked. And so,
oh my God!
I sat there, and she looked at me, and she pointed, and I just looked at her, and I went, "Yeah, something's coming through." So I said, you know, I just pointed to the couch to come sit next to me. And I said, let's just keep talking and let's just explore this, you know. And I just acknowledged that, you know, I said, we see you, or we don't see you. We hear you. We hear that there is some communication that is trying to be had. And we want to be patient. We want, you know, to receive. And so it was really interesting to see my mom respond to that. Because she recognized it too right away. So we just kind of sat and looked at each other and just waited until it kind of started to taper off. But we just kept acknowledging it and thanking it. And actually what we ended up, our takeaway was, because we'd been at odds, it was like the message was, you know, just love each other. And in a way, that sounds kind of weird.
Oh my gosh.
Because, you know, it's going to take care of itself. You don't need to be having this confrontation about where she needs to be in the next year. Just be where you are. I don't know. It was sort of just interrupted that whole flow of that, sort of the confrontation we were feeling. And it just brought us closer. It ended any, you know, disagreements we were having. It just put it to bed. And we were able to just get on with the rest of our night and just be kind of in awe of what had just happened.
Gosh.
But yeah, it was...
Oh my gosh.
Okay, that's amazing, because you've got that divine, like, message or feeling that you're, you know, maybe someone was just saying, to just love each other. I mean, for you to even, like, know that that was the message, that was definitely, like, divine information.
Well, and that I thought you did such an amazing job with saying, you stayed so calm. And just said, oh, yeah, we know you're here. And our purpose for being here is raising our vibration. And so thank you for helping us with that. I was like, God, you know, I would have my feet like pulled up on the couch. You know, oh, I'm a huge chicken shit. I'd like to think like, oh my God, like, why don't more dead people visit me? Oh, and it's like hot lava on the floor, first of all.
Well, you have
like, there's no way. way. I can't, I know, one experience with burbling toilet water after I asked a question to a spirit. I couldn't get off the bed.
It is different when it happens to you. It's like,
right?
As much like, as we enjoy it when it happens to you, right. It's like, oh my God.
Yeah. And at the same time, I'm like, oh my gosh, I want that. I want more of that. Because it just happened in your kitchen the other day. So here's what I'm wondering about. Like, you are very strong with your dreams and receiving information, which I'm not. And then also, like, with getting electrical stuff. When Maggie was in her kitchen thinking about her friend's mom.
Oh, right.
I told Terry that I was taking this channeling workshop, and she said, oh, my God, I would love to do that. If you ever want to use me, you know, and to practice, I'm so into that. I would totally love to do that. And she told me a few stories about how she thinks her mom's trying to connect sometimes. Like, weird things will happen. I don't have one example. I think a picture of her mom fell over, and there was no breeze. There was no anything. She was thinking about her mom. They were about to approach, I think, the anniversary of her passing or something. And this was in her studio, and she heard this click, you know, like something falling. So she got up and went around the corner, and the picture of her mom was laying face down. Nobody else was, I mean, it was just like, so she's really, really, you know, interested in knowing more. And so that night, I started thinking about what she had asked for and wanted to practice. And I had seen a picture of her mom, so I had a picture in my mind. The minute I started thinking about her and thinking about how I could help Terry connect with her, my kitchen light started to flicker. And it's not a light that is on a dimmer. It was going light and then dark and then light and dark, but like incremental, like, you know, steps, like and popping, kind of popping. And I even looked up to see, you know, if the light bulb was, but I just knew. I just knew. And I invited my daughter to come into it and see it too. And she's like, oh, someone's trying to communicate. So it was pretty awesome. Yeah.
Wow. Like, where would you like your gifts to take you?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I mean, I'd like to have, I'd love to have able to help people. You know, I'd love to be able to get messages and have just better understanding. And just to be able to, receive information for my own personal journey, you know, and how to navigate where I am, what I want, and how that can look, and just being able to tap into the messages, and actually too also like help people get messages.
Well, I think that's spot on too about like when I've received messages for other people. As I'm saying the words, I realize it's what I need to hear too. I'm like, oh, you tricky little bees. I know exactly what you're doing. I know what you're doing. But the person sitting across from me, they're like, oh my gosh, that's so accurate. And I'm just like, oh God, they got me again. you know what you need to work on as, you know, whether it's health or, you know, control issues or relationships, you know, there's areas that stand out. And so many times in readings, the information is for me, but it's in my passing on that I say the words out loud to someone else.
Yeah.
And that, oh, this is what's coming through for you. Where it's like, oh my God.
Wow.
And that's how it's helped me on my own journey. The theme may be trust. Or the theme may be, you know, take a step back. And so I'm trying to explain to this person all the different ways that taking a step back and slowing things down would be beneficial until like, oh.
Double whammy.
I know.
Yeah.
Jeez. That's awesome.
Like, yeah. Yeah. Do you find that to be somewhat true, Angelina?
I do find that a lot. Yeah. And, I was just going to say, I am so excited about your journey, and I know we had a chance to talk beforehand, and you're learning things, and I'm just so excited to hear what goes on in the future and what develops. I think, you know, everyone is a beginner. It's a fun journey, and I'm just really excited that we get to be a part of your journey. So
it's exciting for me too.
We will definitely be checking in, and maybe you can share again sometime.
I love it. I would love it. I hope I have some good stories and experiences to share.
What was the channeling workshop? Was it a workshop that you did on channeling?
It was.
Can I say? And have you channeled before that?
Not in the way that was intentional. I mean, I think what I've practiced is sometimes I would be asking a question and then I would get an answer, and I always just thought that was my own head. And now I trust that when I'm getting an answer or I'm getting some kind of feedback, I'm trusting now that it's not just me making it up in my head, that I'm actually getting a genuine message from my guides. And that's the beautiful thing of it. I took the workshop, I did it online. It was 4 Tuesdays. And it was with Sarah Landon. She's amazing. I follow her on Instagram, and you can follow her on Instagram.
Okay.
I'm going to be taking her master's class.
Oh my gosh, like a master channeler. Oh my God. I just want to like
it's so
hang
exciting.
On your coattails.
I can't wait. You know, you get into it and you just want to keep, I just want to keep going. You know, it's not like the buck doesn't stop here. It's like, now I'm in, I'm in.
I would love for you to share about the higher, asking your higher self. Like, that was a game changer for me and then for someone else.
So in the practice that we started in this workshop, she offered up that every day when we're in a good space to sit and have quiet, to just close our eyes, find a comfortable position, take 3 cleansing deep breaths, and drop from our head to our heart space and ask the question, what does my higher self want me to know today? And so you would wait and you would start to hear information. And sometimes it's something as simple as, for instance, I heard, I have goosebumps, I heard, you are loved, all will be well. And she's talking about this. So we all finish. We all start writing things down. And I'm thinking, wah, wah. You know, I didn't get any kind of wowza. You know, you're gonna be a millionaire or, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
And she said, let's all share a little bit about, you know, what you heard. She goes, for instance, I heard, you are loved and all will be well. That's what she heard. And that's what I heard.
Oh.
So I had written it down, and I was just like, oh, that was confirmation.
Yeah, that's
for me. And then she said, if you're ever in conflict with someone, you have a neighbor you're mad at, or a family member that you're, you know, having some kind of strife with, or a really good way to learn more about what's going on is to do the same thing where you drop from your head into your heart space, take those deep breaths, and ask, what does fill in the blank? What does their soul want me to know? And I did this with my sister when we had kind of a misunderstanding, and I was caught up in just the words of it and just the kind of the conflict of it. And when I stopped and I asked that question, that was life-changing for me, because what I heard was, I'm not enough. I'm scared all the time. Nobody likes me. And I could never have had that experience had I known how to tap into her higher self. And so it's changed the way I talk to her. It's changed the way I interpret some of the things that she says or her actions. I'm able to push through that and remember that, you know. And she says you can do that with anyone.
Gives you the lens of compassion.
What do they? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
What does, you know? What does Julie want me to? You know, what does Julie's higher self want me to know?
Oh my gosh!
It's life changing.
Yes, I did tell you this the other day. Did you get my message?
I don't know if I talked to you or. Like, oh my god!
But
that's amazing.
It is game changing. So Maggie taught me that. And it is like a key to the kingdom. I mean, it is.
You can talk. You can talk to other people's higher selves and get a message.
I did it with my son.
Yes.
In the middle of this
Oh my God.
I'm sorry, I don't want to go
so far. Oh no, it's okay.
No.
We're almost on time, but I'm so tripping. I can think of like 4 people I'm going to go try that with.
Really?
I should try it with.
And the we situation. And you can do it.
Yeah.
And then we can do it the other way around. You would like to send someone's higher self a message.
Which I've done
which
too.
Which I do as
oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I've heard
because you're thinking about someone else. Oh. Sometimes hard for Angelina. But it's like, oh, please, please let them know that I'm sending them love and light today.
Yes.
Anyway, so.
Yeah. I mean,
oh my gosh, we're running out of time.
I know, we're running out of time. Wow.
We're going to have Maggie on again. I know, let's all talk
about that. We're going to go on the trail.
Thank you, thank you.
All right.
Thanks.
Love you. Bye.